It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Union Podcast. My name is CT McManus, and for the next little while, it is going to be my job to get your mind to the off the craziness of the world out there and get it refocused in on some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Our friends from Down Under, the band Avalanche, will be with us momentarily, guys, as well as if you guys did not hear about it, we talked about it last week on this show. There is a big show happening down at Bar 13 in Wilmington, Delaware this evening. You're talking the band's Rat Rod, my boys Rat Rod, the band that does the theme for our show, Whiskey Grin, as well as 86 Bullets. Guys, it's going to be a phenomenal show. Really excited for that. Onyx and Honey will be kicking off the whole shindig in about an hour. Make sure you get down there. Cover charge is $10, man. That's dirt for what entertainment you're getting tonight from Soulshine Entertainment, guys. Big props to Leanne McNamee and the whole gang down at Soulshine. And really, really excited. I'm going to be going out there tonight after the show. So I hope to see you guys out there. So to get us a little bit warmed up for that show, we're going to listen to a little bit of Whiskey Grin. And I got a bad feeling.
Whoa, 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 wh With 86 Bullets, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Crowd, strange feeling of being alive. And all you feel Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is the Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Cam Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast, guys. It is my extreme pleasure to introduce to you guys a band that we haven't talked to in probably, God, it's been like 2 years now. But this is our friends from Australia, Avalanche. You guys with us?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you got Steve and
Veronica here.
How you guys doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a long time. How's life in Australia treating you?
Yeah, it's been it's been pretty good, depending on how you look at it. But yeah, we've been plodding along, keeping to our own thing, doing our own thing, and it's been really good.
It's awesome, man. Wanted to ask you guys, because I only know what it's like here in the States, and it's been chaotic and crazy here. How's the whole COVID situation where you guys are?
Well, I mean, we are pretty lucky that it hasn't really like been as bad as a lot of other countries. But we've had to do a few things that have been pretty sad. Like me and Veronica were supposed to get married last year, and we've had to push that off to this year. And we were going through a 10-date tour at the time that it first hit, so we had to cancel and postpone a lot of those dates, which was a bit annoying, but.
Well, we did end up sort of, when the lockdown was over, we did end up playing our home city of Sydney a lot and doing quite a few sold out shows. So we couldn't really play anywhere else, but we kind of made the best of it with what we could do.
That's awesome. Now, have the venues reopened, or are you guys back into the swing of things at this point?
For the latter part of last year, we had a good few months where there wasn't really any community cases, and yeah, like we said, we were able to play quite a few shows, but just recently we've had a spike.
Yeah.
And it seems to have really taken the government by storm, because they've put in a lot more like restrictions stuff. Like, this is the first time masks have been mandatory in Sydney.
Wow. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, yeah, so there are a few venues that are cancelling shows at the moment, but, towards the last few months of last year, it was pretty good, up until now.
Man, I like I said, we haven't talked in probably 2 years. Has there been any change in lineups or anything as far as the band is concerned, or are you guys pretty much the same band?
I'm not sure if we had a rhythm guitarist last time we spoke. We might have only been three
so.
Teams at that time.
Yeah, I think you were a three-piece.
Yes, yes. So we have Arthur Divis on rhythm guitar now. We've been wanting to find a rhythm guitarist since day dot, but we're still looking for the right guy at the time. But
we must have gone through at least five or six of them.
Wow.
He's been with us for a while. And, yeah, we've released a few more singles since last we spoke, a music video as well. So we've been doing a few new things.
That's great, man. And, as far as plugging along, like, what do you guys have scheduled as far as, like, currently? Do you have anything coming up?
So right now, like we said, we did two singles last year with this new record label and new studio, and that's sort of leading into probably an EP for this year that we're going to be promoting and trying to tour on for the latter part of this year. Which which is probably going to be our most ambitious project so far.
Yeah.
Wow. So as far as getting back into the studio, like, how long did you guys record? Like, how was it, like, getting signed? How did it come about, you guys getting signed by this new label?
Well, we had a producer approach us from this studio in the northern part of Sydney called Deathful Studios, and we recorded just a single with him just to see how it all goes, and then we kind of approached a few labels with it, and that one got back to us. They're called Golden Robot Records, and in terms of the studio, it was kind of good, because when everything did get locked down here and we couldn't play any shows, we kind of just spent that time in the studio, so we spent a good couple months just recording this EP in the studio, and we're just getting everything ready now to announce it over the next few weeks. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, for some reason, it seems like this whole pandemic, this COVID thing, has been great as far as creativity with bands are concerned. It seems like everybody's been kind of hunkered down in the studio, and a lot of good stuff's coming out of it. So as far as the local scene where you guys are, you guys tight with any of the other bands in the local area, or you guys kind of part?
Yeah. That's actually one of the reasons we found Golden Robot, is a lot of our bands that we know and play with quite a lot have been approached by them, or have approached them and sort of got some sort of in with them. And that's pretty much how we found out our new label, was just through like other bands that we know. So it's been interesting to see just how like everybody's reacted to it, you know, because at the end of the day, there's all we can do as bands is push forward. Hello? You still there?
Yeah, sorry about that. My mic muted. So if once COVID's done and everything's back to normal and you guys are able to do what you want to do, what's the first thing as a band you guys are looking forward to?
We definitely want to like we said, we had a whole East Coast tour planned before this that got canceled. So we definitely just want to get back on the road and play as many cities across the country as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. We were lucky enough just before COVID to head down to Melbourne for a bit. And we played a few shows in Melbourne, which were pretty well received. So we've been looking forward to actually getting out of Sydney and going all around Australia and trying to get some sort of Oz tour cranking, which I think should be a go for this year if we can get COVID under wraps. But yeah, that would be really cool.
Now, have they been talking much as far as the vaccine is concerned over there? There's been talk all over the place about this vaccine.
Yeah, I think they're trying to get everyone vaccinated by October over here, but we haven't really heard anything solid yet.
They reckon that it'll be around in March, but at the same time, they'll have to do all the nurses and all of those sort of elderly senior citizens as well. So I don't think people like us will probably get it until like later part of this year, but I mean,
right.
At the same time, we've heard so many things about it as well, you know, like it's kind of hard to see what's actually going to happen.
So I got to ask you guys, just because it's kind of crazy here, do you guys get a lot of like conspiracy theories and stuff behind the vaccine, behind like a lot of weird stuff talking when people are a little apprehensive about maybe getting it?
Yeah,
100%. That's all the good old people do. We've had some plenty of conversations with people that are like, "Oh, I wouldn't get jabbed. Oh, I wouldn't do this. Oh, I wouldn't do that." It's like, come on, man. Gotta get out of this somehow, you know?
Right, right. It's great to hear that it's just not here. I mean, because it's been to the level of like paranoia almost, and
that would be the worst part, is like everyone's just too paranoid and they don't have enough information.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately here, our news networks aren't the greatest to go by and everybody's arguing over everything. And it's just, I'm hoping that maybe where you guys are, it's a little not as chaotic that way.
Yeah, no, I can't see it as bad as that. Like, we do have the you know, the anti-maskers and the anti-that, you know, but at the same time, I think everyone here is sort of just kind of over it. We're kind of able to just pass it over.
I hear you. So, any new music that you guys are listening to? Well, what's in your, what's on your Spotify or what's on your streaming services right now? What are you listening to?
Funny, actually, We recently just found this really awesome blues player that we've been listening to nonstop. His name's, I'm probably sure you know him. He's pretty well known, but his name's Joe Bonamassa. And we haven't we have never really listened to him that much, but holy God, can he play?
Yeah, he is a phenomenal artist indeed, man. I'm big into the blues music myself. And as far as like, your sound is really straightforward rock and roll, but you guys are influenced by all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Like, I think Veronica's playlist is mostly like blues and rock music from like the 50s and 60s.
That's awesome.
And it's quite funny, like, listening to the different players, because I grew up listening to metal and like Sabbath and all that
right.
kind of stuff. So we'll go from listening to like 50s blues music to like whatever, like Sabbath or whatever, and it'll just be such a dynamic in the car.
Now, as far as popular music where you guys are, what's it like right now? Are you guys got a lot of rock going on like commercial radio, or where really are our country right now is this sin? It's just country and hip hop.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, yeah. We have one radio station called Triple M that sort of tries their best to do like hard rock and whatever, and they've got a few smaller ones like what's it called, Triple M Hard and Heavy.
Yeah,
they try to play some Aussie artists and all that on it, but again, it's commercial radio.
Yeah.
You know, so
like
it's,
they say they're rock, and then they play like Imagine Dragons or whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but we do actually have a lot of community radio stations, like smaller radio stations that do play a lot of local music and do play a lot of rock and that kind of thing, but I guess they're not the most popular stations. Like, you really got to, like, tune into them. Like, we know we've been played on a lot of those, but yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. The good thing with the new label is they've actually pushed us heaps on radio, which has been really cool for us because we, you know, we don't really know how to get on the radio otherwise.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, it feels like as far as music's concerned right now, you really got to go digging for what the good stuff, the new, there's plenty of new music out there that's just great, but you got to know where to find
it. Yeah, 100%. That's like, yeah, how many times I've had that conversation, all this. Only good music was back when I was alive, and you're talking to someone that's 40 years old.
Right. But there is, you just got to wait to look.
Man, it's just, it's crazy. So, any ideas on when the new music will be dropping or the upcoming recording?
Well, we're aiming to release it around March or April. We're still just finalizing everything, but we should have it all announced within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, as well as a pretty big single launch that we've got planned at the moment. Well, we're planning at the moment. I shouldn't say we've planned it yet, because we're still in the middle of sorting out all the details with the venue owner and all that. But yeah, it's going to be looking, just because we've also got our wedding in February.
Hopefully, if it goes ahead.
Congrats.
So at the moment our heads are just so like filled with all that stuff and trying to plan all that stuff, and we thought it was hard putting shows together. Oh my god.
So are you guys doing a big style wedding, or is it a small little gathering?
Well, it's, yeah, probably a bit smaller. It's average, I'd say. But, yeah, it also depends on numbers, because we can only have a limited number of people like in the venue now with all the restrictions.
Gotcha.
And that kind of thing. We just got happened, and all our like state borders are closed now, but we have a lot of family from over the border, so if the borders stay closed, we might have to postpone it again, just depending on if like the spike in cases keeps going or if it gets better. But
Like, I wouldn't want to ask anyone to quarantine just for us.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. So guys, thank you so much for calling in. Can you guys tell me a little bit more? We're getting ready to play your song Get Back.
Yep.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Could you tell me a little bit behind it, the writing and how it got started?
Yeah, 100%. So this song's actually like the first song we ever sort of wrote together, like a couple of years ago. And it's sort of been in our backlog or catalog for ever since then. It's been a staple of our show, you know. A lot of people actually really get into it or sing along with us or get up, or when before COVID, they'll get up and start dancing and stuff.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's definitely been like one of our catchiest songs, I'd have to say. Sort of like an ode, almost an anthem to our home city.
Yeah, it's kind of just like a tongue-in-cheek thing about living in Sydney.
So let me ask you, and I'm going to say it. So you guys are saying Sydney is fuckwit city?
Yeah.
Like, where did that term come from?
Well, it's kind of, I guess it's an Aussie slang term. Like, you do hear it a bit here, but who knows what it really actually means, you know?
Yeah, right. I think generally people are talking about the harsher sides of the city. Because, you know, like, traffic, just people being, you know, people. And
yeah,
right.
It's the whole like city life of that attitude, you know, that like, get out of my way, I'm doing something more important than what you're doing.
Right.
Like we said, like, Yeah, but it's pretty tongue-in-cheek. It's not to be taken seriously. Or
yeah, you know, at the end of the day, we love our city, and we wouldn't put it anywhere else in the world, you know. But,
yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day...
But we also like having a little go at it.
Yeah, we like to have fun as well. We like to joke and jest about it, but it definitely seems to have gotten the attention of a lot of people. Mm. Like, we just recently got on number three for the rock charts on Triple J.
Which is like
nice.
A radio kind of thing. Down here, but we think a lot of people can sort of relate about their home city, so yeah
I'll tell you, there's a lot of neighborhoods around me that are the same way, so I feel you 100%. So guys, thank you so much for being with us tonight, man. I it's Sunday morning where you guys are. It's still Saturday night over here, but guys, enjoy what you have left of say that again.
We're still pretty groggy from the night before.
Oh, man. Well, go get a Sunday nap. I know you probably need it. So thanks for being with us, guys. Best of luck. Keep us updated with everything.
Thanks so much for having us.
Have a great night, guys.
So much,
have a great day.
No worries. Good night.
Have a good
you
one.
Too.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You too.
Thank you.
So that was Avalanche, and here is their song, Get Back to Fuckwit City. is the new one from Rat Rod. That is Hella Ride. Guys, they'll be out at Bar 13 this evening. Show starts in just about 15 minutes with Onyx and Honey. Rat Rod will hit the stage about 8:15. Make sure you get down there. $10 cover charge. You can't beat it for the night of rock and roll you got. And let me tell you, there are very, very few venues that are safer than what Bar 13 has been putting out, guys. You got to make sure you bring your mask with you, keeping your social distance. And the only time you're allowed to wear take your mask off is when you're sitting at your table. So I'm telling you guys, safe place. Good night of rock and roll ahead of you. I'll be heading out momentarily. And to finish this evening, guys, we're going to play another band that's out there tonight. Here is 86 Bullets with Let It Burn. And until next time, guys, remember, rock and roll. Have a great evening.
Not that I'm tired.